I'm your host, Bethany Moore. I'm with the National Cannabis Industry Association. Today, we are speaking with a guest, Jacob Poliser. His company is the Cannabis Conservancy, and they're a member of NCIA. Hi, Jacob. Thank you for joining us today on the show.
Hey, Bethany. Glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. So let's just get started and tell me more about you and your personal and professional background. I know when we met a couple of years ago, you had just come to Denver and you were telling me all the things that you had been doing before coming to where you're at now. So tell me more about all that.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm originally from South Florida, grew up outside of Fort Lauderdale. So for the last 15 years, most of my professional career, I've been in the environmental science, environmental management field. I went to undergrad at Emory, studied, environmental studies, went to Peru to study ethnobotany, South Africa to study wildlife conservation and ecosystem management. Mm-hmm. From there, traveled around the world for quite a bit and kind of picked up different projects here and there as I bounced around abroad and back to the U.S. So different projects I've worked on was for the South Florida Water Management District. I looked at agricultural pollution runoff and how it affected the Everglades ecosystem. I studied permaculture in Israel, worked on farms in Europe, Asia, the Middle East, as well as in the United States and a bit in South America. I got my master's degree through the MESPOM program in the EU, where I studied at Central European University, Lund University, and in Greece. There I really focused on urban agricultural sustainability and environmental justice. And then when I came back around 2010, I formed my first company, Urban Environmental Innovations, where I was a sustainability consultant, mostly for the restaurant and brewery industry.
Oh my gosh, all that international travel. I'm so jealous. You're killing me. Is there anywhere you haven't been? Like, you named just about every part of the world there.
Central Africa is kind of on my list. It's one of the few places I haven't explored yet.
It's the one place on your map that you don't have a pin in yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, let me know when you get a chance to do that.
Hopefully soon.
So what brought you to the cannabis industry and why did you start your company, the Cannabis Conservancy?
What brought me to the cannabis industry? I mean, I've been, associated with cannabis for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's definitely the industry, I wanted to work in. I'm definitely a bit adverse to working in the corporate world. I love the people. I love the community. Why did we start the Cannabis Conservancy? It was really, we realized, the environmental impact and toll that the industry was having, in the beginning, and that we had, the team, the knowledge, the expertise to really change how that was going and really, hopefully allow the industry to become a leader in global sustainability and really, to avoid the pitfalls of, the agricultural industry, as it is now. The plant is near and dear to my heart, and it's definitely the area I wanted to, dedicate my career to.
Yeah, that's great. There's definitely a lot of discussions in the industry on the cultivation side in particular about reducing our carbon footprint, about environmentally sustainable practices. So again, it's another way that the cannabis industry is trying to create best practices and standards from inside, from within, rather than waiting for external agencies to come tell us how to do what we're doing. We're doing it ourselves from the inside out. So awesome. Thank you for doing this work. Tell me more about it. Let's get a little deeper. What does the Cannabis Conservancy do and hope to achieve? And who else is on your team? What kind of experts and awesome people do you have working on this effort?
Yeah, so with the Cannabis Conservancy, I mean, we are a certification body and I guess also a research entity. You know, we're hoping to become kind of a research, you know, a repository and resource for the entire industry, you know, when it comes to sustainability, you know, energy, water, and waste. You know, the core of our work is as an eco label. So it's to sustainably to certify farms with a sustainability certification. So that, you know, the consumer, the patient has a tool, a resource to, you know, validate and understand, you know, what's going into the, you know, cannabis that they're consuming. And also we have a QR code that goes on the product as part of our, you know, certification seal that really also links the, you know, consumer, patient back to the farm to give them, you know, the recognition that they deserve for, you know, creating, cannabis, you know, sustainably with as minimal an impact to the environment as possible.
Wow.
And, you know, who else is on my team? We're kind of scattered around North America. So we have Brittany Anderson, who's their director of operations based in Nelson, British Columbia. We have Aaron Lochney, who's our director of content over in Boston, Massachusetts. Our director of certification and kind of our compliance guru, auditing guru, is Brian Farmer out in upstate New York. And then to round out the team, we have Jonathan Baldwin in Grass Valley, California, who is the founder of Forever Flowering Greenhouses and has been in the industry and the community for, you know, most of his adult life.
Awesome. That's great. So the certification, you said there's a QR code. That's pretty high tech. So the idea is that a consumer will see a product and they'll have an app on their phone that they could scan. And ultimately, it will tell them about the practices of the farm from which that cannabis came. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So all of our certified product has this QR code embedded in our logo, our, you know, certified sustainable or sustainably certified, you know, flower is what we're targeting right now is the cultivation. We're also moving into made with certified cannabis for the more concentrate processor edibles market. And yeah, so that QR code links directly to a page that we host that, you know, essentially illustrates and showcases the farmers. So they have a chance, you know, put up pictures, tell their story, their values, a bit of their sustainability score, because we're very big on, you know, measuring the impacts that the grows have. And as well as we're hoping to tie that into, you know, the test results as well. So really linking, you know, the consumer to the farmer is very big for us.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, there's a lot of trends and leanings toward farm to table in the food and dining industry. So this kind of parallels that in the farm to bowl or soil to bomb. I just came up with that. You can keep it.
Thank you.
And it reminds me of that episode of Portlandia where they're at the restaurant and they're choosing from their menu and they want to order the chicken, but they want to know where the chicken came from and was it happy and what was its name? And then they go to the farm and check it out and then they figure out that they want to have dinner or don't want to have dinner. I don't know. Have you seen that show, Portlandia?
Yeah, no, I saw that episode. That's, you know, kind of exactly where we're at. Like we, you know, the consumer on some level, I mean, we're voting and, you know, picking, you know, choosing our values with our dollars. So, you know, our hope is to give the, you know, consumer, the, you know, community all the information that we have available so that they can make, you know, an informed decision. And that's really like our responsibility to go in and, you know, we have a very rigorous auditing process to make sure, you know, they're trusting us to, you know, represent the values that we're, you know, holding on to.
It really is true and interesting to see. They talk about the millennial generation and people sort of our age and older who are more focused on putting their dollars into companies where their values, their triple bottom line, as it were, people, profits, and planet are all being taken into consideration. And that's just a trend of our generation of wanting to spend our dollars where we know we're going to be making a greater good or impact, or at least that company has values that we support. So that's great. This gives the cannabis industry the opportunity to put their dollars where their values are, in a sense, if sustainability is one of their, you know, number one issues, which it tends to be in our generation. We actually care about the environment a bit more than previous generations.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, the triple bottom line is written into our mission statement. And also, you know, why we wanted to do a sustainability certification over just, you know, an organic certification, so to speak, is that it also, from a, you know, grower investor side, you know, we're mitigating risks, but also, you know, the crux of sustainability is efficient resource use. So if you're using less resources, you're lowering your overhead. It's cost efficient, you know, as well as, you know, the whole marketing aspect and all of that. I mean, you use less energy, water, you generate less waste, you're going to be able to make, you know, a better, more consistent, high quality product for less.